question is asked in halakha regarding a brit milah in a bet knesset. Do we say Anna or do we say Yeshem? Do we skip the tachanunim? Well, there's no question in the synagogue itself that the milah is taking place. All the minyanim in that synagogue on that day before the milah get to say Yeshem. For example, if you had, let's say, 3 minyanim in the Bet Knesset, a 7 o'clock minyan, an 8 o'clock minyan, and a 9 o'clock minyan, and there's going to be a milah after the 9 o'clock minyan, the halakha says since the milah is going to be in that building, in that Bet Knesset, the 7 o'clock minyan says Yeshem, the 8 o'clock minyan says Yeshem, and the 9 o'clock, even though the Abi Avin is not praying there, and the Sandak is not praying there, and the Mohel is not praying there. It's a freebie. Milah in the synagogue, the whole synagogue, to the extent our custom is, even let's say the Milah is going to take place in the main sanctuary, and you're praying in the Midrash, but bottom line, it's in the same building, the Milah is going to be in the same building, you're able to say Yeshem even in the Minyanim, in the Midrash. Now, that's regarding Shahrit. Regarding Minha, then you need already one of the three Ba'ale Berit Avraham. And those three are either the Mohel, the Sandak, or the Abi Avin. Which means if the Mohel, let's say, is praying in some synagogue for Minha, he says, I had a Berit Milah today, and they would say Yishem in Minha. For that matter, let's say one of those three prayed Shahrit somewhere else. They pray Shahrit in another synagogue, not where the Milah is going to take place, or the Milah is going to be at home. And they went to Shul, wherever one of those three find themselves, that Minyan gets Yishem. So let's review for a moment. The synagogue that has the Brit Milah, regardless who's praying there, all the Minyanim get Yishem and Shahrit. If the Milah is taking place at home, or in a different synagogue, then the Minyan that has one of the three, Abi Avin, the Sadak, and the Mohel, that Minyan gets Yishem. In Mincha, after the Milah, if you have one of the three, the Abi Avin, the Sadak, and the Mohel, wherever they are, that Mincha also gets Yishem. Now, regarding a situation where sometimes you have it a Brit, you don't see it too often, but it happens, you have a Mohel, and you have a Poreya, which means one person cuts the milah, and they have somebody else there that they honor him to make the piri'ah to uncover the foreskin. That's part of the procedure of the milah. In that situation, the poreya is considered a chashuv man. And if the poreya is found in a minyan, he can also give the minyan yishem. So a fellow says, I'm not the mohel, but I'm going to make piri'ah today. Or you're making the piri'ah? There's a Yeshem. The last question comes up on Shabbat. Shabbat Mincha. There's no Yeshem. We say Sidkat Echa. That's what comes after the Amidah. If you have an Abi Avin that prays in the synagogue on Shabbat afternoon Mincha, do you say Sidkat Echa or do you say Yeshem? The Milah was Shabbat morning. Of course, in the morning they say Yeshem anyway. How he comes to pray in the afternoon with us. Or for that matter, Hatan. Hatan comes to pray with us Shabbat afternoon for Mincha. Do we say Sidkat Echa or Yehishem? Hacham Ovadia's opinion is when it comes to Sidkat Echa, you say it. Even in a place where you have Abi Avin, even in a place where you have a Hatan. Because his rule is that the only time you say Yehishem in Shabbat Mincha is when the Yeshem is coming because of the day. For example, the month of Nisan, or the holidays. But if it's coming because of a person that's praying in the Minyan, that does not break Sidkat Echa. Sidkat Echa is only broken if the day itself is a happy day. But because somebody's praying in the Minyan, that does not give you the right to take away Sidkat Echa.